Sasol participated in the 2021 Joburg Indaba, a virtual two-day conference that wrapped up today. Now, the Joburg Indaba is pegged to be a series of no-holds-barred constructive conversations on a wide range of critical issues affecting the mining industry. Sasol Mining's Senior Vice President, Lucky Khatle, joins us on the line to tell us more. Welcome to the show, Lucky.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Great.
Lucky, just a quick one for the benefit of everybody that's listening to the show right now. What is Joburg Indaba and how is it different, for instance, from the mining Indaba that we see being held in Cape Town on an annual basis?
Thanks for the question. So the Joburg Indaba is really a conference that brings industry experts to deliberate on the future of mining. And Sasol is a major player in the coal mining industry, as you may be aware.
Yeah.
And so hence our involvement.
And I mean, specifically, I think just to hang on to that, you know, Sasol is obviously a huge player in the mining industry. But from a corporate perspective, I mean, we've seen Sasol is quite a diversified company within, you know, the South African market, and not only South Africa as well, but also international. I mean, specifically, what role is Sasol playing when it comes to this particular Joburg Indaba? If you can just be specific for us, Mr. Nkatle.
Yeah, so Sasol Mining is one of the sponsors of the Joburg Indaba, and we've been sponsoring this conference of the platform over the last couple of years. So we actually actively participating as the main sponsor in the Joburg Indaba.
Now, the two-day Joburg Indaba had an array of topics for discussion. What was on the agenda for Sasol Mining, and how does this then impact Sasol as a corporation?
Thanks for the question. I was part, obviously, as I said, there's, and you said it correctly, there's been many topics that have been deliberated on. Me specifically, but also for us at Sasol, I was part of a panel and we spent some time in deliberating on the South Africa's transition away from coal to a low carbon economy. As you will know, around the world, that's a very topical issue. We unpacked the risks and opportunities of this move, considering the carbon footprint of mining operations globally.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, for instance, aware, Mr. Khatle, that you guys operate about six coal mines that obviously supply, you know, to sort of Sasol Sinfuls as well and Sasolburg and so on and so forth. But I want to find out, how big is Sasol Mining in terms of capacity, in terms of your labor force, and in terms of future opportunities, not only here, but in international markets as well?
Yeah, so Sasol is a major, as I said earlier on, it's a major player in the coal space. So we operate about six coal mines that supply approximately 40 million tons of coal per annum that we use as a feedstock to our Sasol operations in Secunda, where we make a series of products, including the fuel that you put into your car and many other chemical products. But we also do export some portion of our coal, which is really taken through the port, which you, many of you will know, RBCC, Richards Bay Coal Terminal. So we do export some of our coal to the international market.
Now, transitioning from coal to low carbon, what does this mean for Sasol and its people?
Yeah, great question. The anticipated transition needs to be looked at from various points of view, especially the environment impact. But we also have to look at the socio-economic impact, and we need to balance and also make sure that the solutions are favoring both aspects. So at the Joburg Indaba, we pondered on that balance of being profitable outside coal mining whilst leveraging on future of green energy, the discussions that we had in the panel. But on a broader spectrum, the transition from coal to low carbon looks at using alternative sources of renewable energy. E.g., you know, we look at solar, PV, wind, waste to energy, battery storage in order to preserve the environment and also to minimize the carbon footprint. So at Sasol, we are looking at options to transform our Southern Africa value chain by progressively shifting stock away from coal towards what we call more transition gas. We'll use that as a transition fuel. And then later on, in later stages, to move to green hydrogen and what we will also call sustainable carbon or sustainable aviation fuels as well, over the longer term, as economics improve for those options. So we have to make sure that the economics stack up.
Yeah.
So our future ambition is to ensure that we get to a net zero emissions by 2050 in support of also the Paris Agreement and the goals that are outlined there. So what is also important is that the social element of this, what we are focusing on, is to take along our people as we transition.
Yeah.
In other words, as we transition, how are our people going to be impacted?
Mm.
You know what they say about not only aiming to do the right thing, but also making sure that you do it in the right way.
Yeah.
So we have to be responsible in our approach and measured in how we actually implement our strategy to move towards a low-carbon economy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that in our space and many other industries as well, people are the backbone of our society. Therefore, whatever innovative methods we come up with, those methods should take into consideration the human element.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Nkatle, you know, on reflection, and I just want to get your view. What are the key reflections that came out from this particular Indaba for you in this particular year?
Yeah, there were many points, but for me, my takeaways, you know, it leaves me with that there are unique opportunities to grow, to generate additional sources of revenue, to make the company relevant for a future post-coal. At Sasol, we are driven by our purpose of innovating for a better world. That better world includes renewable sources of energy. That better world is rooted at achieving net zero emissions by 2050. That better world means that we involve a better world involves profitable operations, not at the expense of the environment. And by the way, and we're intending next week to host on the 13th of October, some of the students coming from VET School of Mining.
Mm.
We're hosting them at one of our collieries called Impumelelo.
Mm-hmm.
Give them an opportunity to experience the world of coal mining.
Yeah.
Because there are many views out there about what coal does and what it doesn't do.
Mm.
But not many people speak from a position of really, really having experience. So, and we need to give these young leaders, which are our future leaders,
yeah,
they are the ones who will carry the basin forward, among other things, in terms of green energy and the sustainable implementation of that transition.
Mm.
So for me, the job of Indaba really gave that platform for us to have these topics and debates with different stakeholders and allow us to really confront or deal with the realities of climate change and make sure that we can be able to take the right decisions as we move forward.
Mm. Thank you so much, Lucky, for joining us this evening on Rise FM, Taking Care of Business. Please, sir, I know that you're on the road. Please enjoy the rest of your rest of your day. I hope you are in hands-free kit and you're not driving as we're talking to you.
I am safe and I'm on the hands-free kit. Thank you.
Okay, no, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us, sir, this evening. Please enjoy the rest of the evening.
Thank you.
And that was Sasol Mining's Senior Vice President Lucky Khatle on their participation in the Joburg Indaba. You are listening to Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.